Recorder A. Recorder B. Everybody is recorded so that we can preserve your words forever on the web. You will be famous. Okay.
Officially calling the ANC meeting of 1D to order on April 20th, 2010. Commissioners present, McKay, Lepanto, Bossaman, Scott, and Edwards. Commissioner Tunda not present at this time. I believe we're going to go first to our open discussion. Get the microphone. I'd ask that you silence all cell phones, please. And does anyone need translation?
Oh, please. Somebody needs. Por favor. Espanol.
Okay, well, we're going to start with open discussion. If you would please state your name at the beginning of your comments, please. Thank you.
Who would like to speak?
Why don't you introduce yourself? Not many people know of the central position you play in our city.
Mr. Harvey. My name is Tony Harvey, and I write for the Intoner newspaper.
I'm with a great gentleman called Mr. Boserman. I'm John Colomico. I said I would look you up once we got here about the alley in back of that borders or separates Adams Mill, the 3100 block of Adams Mill from the 3100 block of Lamont. So my reason for being here tonight is request for repaving of that alley.
Do you want to talk about that?
I can if you like.
It's up to you.
Sure. At this time?
Yeah, I guess, 3 minutes? Okay, thank you.
I won't take that long. The alley is in horrible shape. It has potholes. It's very old brick. It almost damages your car at this particular point. It has not been attended. I don't know the time frame it hasn't been attended to. It certainly does not help the rodent situation, which is prevalent in that block. We have a high-rise apartment building there also. But it's been in total neglect and disrepair for a number of years. In and of itself would not be so bad, except that every block around us, and I bicycle and walk the neighborhood pretty well, has been done either of brick or white solid cement. Some people have raised a concern that is, when I say brick, I mean the black.
Asphalt.
Is that what that is? Asphalt, paving stone, I'm told. But there is one alley that happens to be solid. So I don't care what it is, as long as it cleans it up, repairs it, etc. It's been communication between the DC government and our neighbor, dates back to 2006 when they promised it would be done in a year or two. No attention, nothing has been done. And I got to tell you, it's the only alley within blocks that has not been done.
Jack, do you want to say anything about that?
Is that better? Okay. We went through this a few years ago when I live one block north of you, and our alley got the nice asphalt pavers, and they stopped at the end of our alley, and they didn't do yours. Why? Who knows? But I know they ran out of money to do the fancy asphalt pavers, and that's where the project ended. Now, we can certainly put your alley on the list for an ordinary repaving. I agree it's in poor condition, though I think there are many alleys in Mount Pleasant that are in equally dreadful condition. It's just, compared to our shiny new alley, it looks bad. And I have to tell you, there's a downside to having nice paving in an alley, because the cars speed through there. So, at least rough alley slows the traffic down a little bit.
Dave Gray.
I'm in conversation with DDOT. They're being a little slow, so we will at least ask them for a estimate of repair year.
We are going, we're going full circle back to that around 2006 when gentleman that was just in here to the left was, I think he works in the councilman's office. Anyway, he was out there in person. We're going back to 2006, 2007. There you are. We're making a new, physically eyes on, late after 6 o'clock on a Friday night, took a look at it. Yes, it's in disrepair. All we're doing is getting back on the list again at the bottom of the list. That's the best we can do out of this.
Gray.
Commissioner Tunda, who isn't here, has an alley that is in extraordinary bad condition in his area. And he and I have been working on it. And we were told that there was only funds this year for 4 alleys to be done in the entirety of Ward 1. So there's very little money apparently available, and I think it is a topic that perhaps the ANC might look into and to make recommendations, although we perhaps would be fools to get in the middle of the need for alleys.
I don't know how the system works. I am familiar with another ANC that I was a business owner in, that if the residents come before you and have a request, then it is my belief that you present the citizens' or, homeowners' request up the chain of command to have this done. Do you work it differently here? I'm not caught, I just don't know how it works.
Dave.
Yeah, right now I am talking to DDOT about this, ascertaining, can they repair it, and if so, when?
Thank you. Good enough for me.
Before we go further, I'd like to ask the commissioners, are we familiar with the gentleman who was taking pictures? Is this the gentleman in the emails that went around?
Perhaps he could introduce himself.
I'll introduce myself too. My name is Gloria Quirarte. I'm with the Multicultural Community Service. We are the agency that provides the interpreter for this meeting. And Sebastian Podesta is here to take photographs of the services MCS offers. So we are kind of waiting to, we're hoping to take photographs of the service in action. Otherwise, we kind of feel like a little bit of a sore thumb here, but that's kind of what we're trying to do. It's different. It's different from the actual meeting subject.
I don't know about the other commissioners, but I think I would have appreciated knowing you were here and doing that before you got started.
Yes, I'm sorry. I introduced myself to Mr. Jack McKay, but that's as far as we got.
Okay.
Would you like us to proceed in a different manner at this point?
Oh no, I don't have a problem. I just like to know. I don't mind getting photographed because I think I'm a beautiful woman.
Absolutely. No, and we won't take photographs of people who are not willing to sign a waiver. We have them here. But again, the focus of our presence was to see Julian in action. So,
yeah, that's a good thing.
He's in action.
Okay.
Thank you.
Where did we stop? In the audience there? No one else has anything for open discussion?
Good evening. How are you? My name is Alexander Maldonado, and I am in support of we're looking to try to have either an amendment or an add-on to the liquor license over in Don Juan. which the owners are here also. What happens is we got the permit to do the outside patio. And
excuse me, we're doing it.
Oh, we are?
We're doing it.
Okay.
I spoke to Alberto.
Okay.
Thank you.
Craig?
I would like to recognize that that we have the chair of the Adams Morgan AMC present, Wilson Reynolds. And 1C has been working with 1D in a study on the problems presented by the library, and I wonder if he would be willing to give a few words about what you've discovered.
I'm just here to answer if there's any questions. That's all.
Okay, so we can go back to the public discussion.
I'm Faye Armstrong, and I just wanted to say, I gather that, and I'm speaking, as most of you know, I'm president of Historic Mount Pleasant, but I want to speak on my own behalf here and probably go beyond what we've approved as a board or anything like that. With respect to the library, I'd just like to say that, you know, the whole process has been most unfortunate. The result that we are faced with right now is most unfortunate from a number of standpoints, from the general design standpoint and from the specific issues that ANCs 1C and D have tried to further illuminate with the help of expert reports. And I have been reading those. I've been in touch with both of the AMCs as this has been going on and reading the reports as they've been become available. And I would just like to urge that we not fold our tent in terms of seeking a better result before we need to. I think that this these expert reports, both of them, I think that, the, for example, the rendering that was done at Greg's request by an architect who has good drawing skills. That's the best looking drawing we've had for an overall approach for the library, and very much in keeping with what we discussed in this room more than a year ago about the desirability of preference of the neighborhood in general, of just renovating the building and adjusting the existing ramp. It's a very nice suggestion, and it's a nice drawing. So I just want to urge people to continue to push this issue and use the openings that Council Member Graham and any and the other members of the D.C. Council may have given us, because I think it's an important thing to continue pushing for. That's all I want to say at this point.
Oh, please, introduce yourself anyway.
Good evening. Hello, I'm Robin Diener with the Library Renaissance Project. Also the president of the DuPont Circle Citizens Association, which doesn't have a library down in DuPont. So for many people who live in our district, this is their library. DC Public Library has done a wonderful job in restoring two historic Carnegie libraries, one in Southeast Eastern Market, which is quite a bit smaller than Mount Pleasant Library, and then one in Tacoma Park, which is also very small. But they did a beautiful job, and they didn't put any kind of addition on them or anything like that. So I salute the community for trying to get what they want from the government, and good luck.
Well, I believe you had a comment over here.
Thank you. I had a question for Faye. What are the grounds under which Historic Mount Pleasant is protesting the library design? Can you familiarize yourself with that?
Well, the problem for the design review process, and I mean, Historic Mount Pleasant works within the established design review process, which is to say we try to help people give guidance about how you can make the project that you want to do on your property fit within zoning or things like that. And one of the really unfortunate things in about this whole thing is that the problems that many of us in the neighborhood have quickly identified with regard to the project proposed by the way this large addition that the library has proposed and the design of it. the big issues, the size of the addition, the program that's driving the addition, are beyond the scope of design review. When a number of people tried to get at the issue of the program in the testimony for the Historic Preservation Review Board, for example, the chairman immediately cut them off and said, we don't do program. You know, that's beyond our scope. So our official role was to work with them within the, you know, liaison with HPRB so that we took the official position that if you're going to do an addition, we're not opposed to an addition, and we're not opposed to an addition. We think the addition is too large. We think it needs to be behind the building. We were, I think, surprised. Certainly I was surprised when the library took apparently so much to heart our initial comments and moved the addition from the side to the rear, but also over to the side, so that it's really not behind the building. It is blocking that hole, and it pulls the whole building off center, not as badly as the first design did. So there are several of us within Historic Mount Pleasant, but we, you know, not a position of the board per se, that still very much object to this design and think it's a very poor poor approach for this beautiful building. And I would also say, I mean, at the Commission of Fine Arts, U.S. Commission of Fine Arts, there was one member. Basically, they were stiffed by DCPL, which just members of the panel kept asking for alternatives on the ramp, alternatives on. They kept saying the building is wrong. Give us some alternatives. Fix the fenestration, the window, the orientation of the windows, and things like that. And DCPL seemingly had spent so much money already coming up with this design that they weren't willing to entertain or really to work through alternatives that were being requested by the Commission of Fine Arts. So they just kept going back with the same thing until CFA said, basically, you know, you win, we're approving it by 6-1, and the woman who voted against it had said in the public discussion that it would be regrettable because this addition did not, I don't remember her, I've got my notes at home, but to construct this addition would be regrettable, and she also said, well, you know, there are people who know how to put additions on buildings of this kind, which the architects really, oh boy, they were really burned by that comment. So Historic Mount Pleasant has taken a formal position to support the concept, but we are disappointed with the lack of refinements of that concept and are disappointed with the result.
Okay, and so with regard to the ramp, you have no specific objection?
We are not the ADA compliance people any more than the Historic Preservation Review Board is. And that's exactly what the chairman said when the disability rights activists, when Mary Jane spoke before the board in October. So, but in reading the reports, it is evident that there are a number of technical violations there, taking at face value, and I'm not an expert on it. But
I'm sorry, reading the reports commissioned by the ANCs.
By the two ANCs, exactly.
I just have one last question, because I know you've been very active on this issue. How many designs did the library come up with throughout this process? Do you know?
They had, well, how many, put your fingers out to G. How many does that come up with? But really, there were essentially two, because of course, I'm talking with the library people. But, I mean, I think they came up with some of these smaller edition alternatives too, because they were in a meeting being hosted by Jim Graham, and they were kind of forced to come up with some alternatives. But those smaller edition alternatives weren't really alternatives, because it was either the whole nine yards, you know, the full program that the chief librarian was pushing, or it was basically no edition, because those smaller editions were not cost effective. That was my read of the situation, so that they weren't serious alternatives.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else?
I'd like to ask you a
question. Sí, un montón.
Good evening. My name is Juan Carlos Ruiz, and I'm with the Latino Association of Mount Pleasant. We are very excited to see that finally in the park, I don't know if you guys have noticed, it's a poster board that we're going to be using for announcements and different issues. We have worked with the Park and Recreation Department to do that. So it is there, and we hopefully at some point the commission agreed to build a couple more boards that can be very nice in the community, all right? The second piece around this is Lamont Park. Yeah, thank you for asking that. The second part is we got to find a better way to educate our business folks about what the laws and regulations are in our community so we can benefit better, all right? We were surprised that Don Juan's restaurant was visited by an inspector over there on Friday, just before the weekend. And we're enjoying such a great success that outdoor setting has been. And they didn't know. When we asked before, nobody told him that they needed to have an extended license for the liquor license for the outdoor. And that has been very, it has taken us to do a lot of work, and we have a lot of, we want to this business to succeed and compete being successful. So we got to educate our business in a little more impactful way. So I don't know how this commission can help us to bring more resources and more educational processes for our businesses in Mount Pleasant. The second part, the other piece is the Latino Federation, the Latino Association, in partnership with seven different organizations are organizing the second Saturday of the month. We're going to have a family day in Mount Pleasant. The Latino Association is going to lead the efforts. And we're hoping that different people join us, all right? And we're going to be doing that in partnership with the Main Street and also with the farmers market, so we can strengthen our Latino participation and everybody's participation in the market. So that's going to be the second Saturday every month, and we have not had a chance to.
You mean every other Saturday?
Second.
Only once a month, or
yeah? No, it's once a month. Second Saturday of every month is when we're going to be doing that. The other aspect that we are very concerned about how much noise and pollution the buses are bringing to Mount Pleasant. So we are very, very much want to see the reroute of the buses, at least in the going up way, to go to 16th Street and come down to Mount Pleasant. So we can really benefit the businesses and benefit the residents. We have a number of Latino businesses that has very much in support. And the number of buses going out there, coming up and down Mount Pleasant, it's incredible. It's just incredible. The other piece around this is really, we have asked the city, to paint those crosswalks. And they came and they did the crosswalk painting, but that was very sloppy work. I don't know if you can see them. When you went home, please see that. And it's very, very sloppy work how they paint those crosswalks. We're going to send a very strong letter to the mayor's office and asking Jim Councilman McGrahan to support us with this. And so we want to see if you guys can also send a letter requesting to repaint those side, the crossing walks. And finally, I want to thank you for your support on the issue, yesterday the issue of the whole loitering bill that was yesterday in front of a committee from the council. And we've been very successful in pushing back the noise part of the crime bill. We support a crime bill. We want gang members out of the community. We want, but we don't support legislation that divides our communities. Thank you.
So, excuse me, a couple questions for Juan Carlos, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Does the Latino Association favor a crosswalk mid-block between Lamont Street and Park Road, between Heller's, essentially Heller's and Pfeiffer's Hardware, and the park?
We've been doing some research around that, and we understand from DDAT is very dangerous to do that, because people are not used to see in the middle of the streets crosswalk. As right now, this crosswalk here in Lamont, next to the 7-Eleven. Canyon, sorry. The crosswalk in Canyon and the crosswalk in Mount Pleasant, the cars supposed to give preferences to the walkers, all right? And that doesn't happen. I almost get hit 3 times. And so that is, we have a concern, so we got to do some research around that.
So, I mean, if just because people are not used to it, though, I mean, people aren't used to other things, you don't think we should change it?
My sense is, right now, how the situation is, the drivers and cars, mostly drivers, are not respecting the traffic regulations, so we cannot expose our folks to something that either the walkers are not used to and the drivers are not used to. So that is what we're dealing with right now.
Hi, Deb Garila Mosi, and I'm here representing the Mount Pleasant Business Association. I work for the association part-time, and we are also looking forward to working with the farmers market, that helps bring traffic to our neighborhood. We want to let everybody know that the business association is working with Mount Pleasant Main Street, and anybody else who wants to join in, there is going to be an activity in the park on May 1st after the festival. During the farmers market will be promotion of this event, and after the market closes, there will be a family-oriented event in the park. There will be music all afternoon and other activities. I believe there's face painting for children and things like this. So please look out for May 1st. I'm also here to, as I represent the business association, to take note and take in any information that relates to how it may affect businesses or the members of that association, and also make comments. I know that you're considering some proposals for the street to improve pedestrian safety, and some of it includes the high traffic of buses, et cetera. Yes, obviously business owners are concerned about pedestrian safety for themselves. Some of them live and walk here. Their employees live and walk here, but their employees also take the buses. So whatever the ANC proposes or the community proposes, please don't forget to take into consideration the opinions of business owners. They do have a varied set of opinions when it comes to the bus and issues of the 42 bus. People are very sensitive about. They're very protective about the 42 bus, not only because it transports them, it transports their customers along the street. So please do take into consideration, if you go door to door to every business owner, you will get different points of view. And they are, and some of them feel very strongly about changing the route of the 42 because it transports people that get off of the bus and go directly into their shops, for an example. So just wanted to put that out there. And any questions that have related with the businesses, again, I can take that along to the membership. I'll be happy to do that.
We have back in back there.
Mi nombre es Martín Iraeta. Mi nombre es Martín Iraeta.
My name is Martin Iraeta.
Pertenezco a la Latino Association.
I belong to the Latino Association.
Hace un tiempo se hizo una propuesta referente también a los problemas que hay en los pasos de peatones.
Some time ago there was a reference in regards to the problems that the in regards to the pedestrian crossing.
Que se supone que aquí en el Mampleza tiene que correr a 25 y no importa, pasan a 45, 50, incluso hasta los señores de la policía pasan a todo dar y no respetan los peatones.
There is a speed limit here in Mount Pleasant to 25 miles per hour, but other drivers, including the members of the police force, they do not respect the speed law, and they go 40, 45, 60 miles an hour.
Se dijo la vez pasada que se iban a poner unos túmulos o algo para que el carro se sostenga, por lo menos que bajen la velocidad donde están los peatones.
Last time it was proposed that they will be putting speed bumps at least to slow down the cars, at least in the area where the crosswalk are located at.
Nada menos, la semana pasada, si me asisto un carro, si me asisto atropellar a una señora ya de bastante edad, porque no respetó al peatón.
Last week there was almost an accident with an elderly citizen because that person did not follow the speed rules.
Se le está pidiendo en nombre de Latinos al Desecho que consideren esa posibilidad de poner unos túmulos donde están los peatones o algo para que los carros se sostengan para que respeten el peatón.
In the name of the association, we ask you to please take into consideration the placement of the bumps to at least slow down the vehicle and to respect the pedestrian laws. That's all I have.
Here. Hi, my name is Peter McGee. I'm a resident. I've lived here since 1986. I had a couple of comments and a suggestion regarding the problem with the liquor license and the request for businesses to be better educated. What first came to mind was the possibility of the business association, maybe with the help of the ANC or vice versa, sponsoring public meetings and inviting officials from the DC government to come and speak to these issues. And you could educate yourselves by reaching out to the city and asking these officials to come and just tell us what the regulations are. And I think a lot of people would benefit from that, building regulations. Also, there are many of us in the neighborhood who have lived here or have worked here for some time to whom you could reach out with questions, and that sort of thing. So I'll just stop there on that. I could share plenty of my own pedestrian crossing stories, and I'm sure we all could, but I won't get into that. Right now, and this broken arm was not as a result of one of those. But I'd like to add maybe some information about the 42 bus situation and the H buses idling. I've been fighting what I think has been basically a one-man war against Metro for about 20 years to get them to stop idling the buses during their layovers. And I think in the early to mid-1980s, regulations promulgated by the EPA and resulted in federal laws actually being implemented, which require that any diesel engine be shut off before it idles more than 3 minutes. As it turns out, Mr. Graham and the WMATA board were able to get out from under the enforcement of that by public entities and saying that they would enforce it themselves. They had their own police force and blah, 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 without getting too cynical about it. I would be surprised if there's ever been a ticket written by WMATA against idling his bus for too long. Anyway, I think that in the last year or so, I've actually started to make some progress. And it is WMATA policy that the bus is not idle for more than 3 minutes during their layover. The buses will not get cold in the winter. There's a protocol for winter situations. They turn the bus back on and heat it up if it gets too cold. They won't get too hot in the summer. There's really no excuse for the bus drivers not turning off their buses during the layover. And I've actually totaled up, and there's something like 1,000 bus trips that go in and out of Mount Pleasant a week. 1,000 bus trips a week. I mean, just in fuel savings alone, the WMATA would gain. And if they did it citywide, they might not even have to raise bus fares. Anyway, after several letters, I got a telephone number for central dispatch, and with instructions to call that number with the route number of the bus and the number of the bus if I observed the bus to be idling for too long. And bit by bit, I've definitely made progress. They send supervisors up here fairly often, and I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but the neighborhood is quieter. It goes up and down, and it ebbs and flows, but generally, they're starting to comply. So if anybody's interested in knowing more about that, I'd be happy to talk to the meeting. And whatever they end up, bus route, I think we should continue to impress upon WMATA that these buses should not be idling in the neighborhood the way that they...
Enough, Peter, enough. Nobody's arguing with you. Anybody else? Lillian.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm here because I'm very... Lillian Perdomo, you said it, so I figure I was clever. I have a 12-year-old, and I am nervous every day that she's going to walk. She wants to be independent, and she wants to walk her neighborhood. And you know what? I came to pick her up. I was in front of the new supermarket, the supermarket now named, what is it? Best World, is it? I was across from my daughter across the street, and the bus got in the street very close to her as she was crossing the street. I got really upset, so I didn't realize what was the bus number or anything like that. Then at another point, I was walking my dog. I was crossing on Park Road to come into the Haler side, and again, another bus went right next to me. And it's really disconcerting to see that this is happening so often by professional bus drivers. People have gotten killed here in Mount Pleasant, I believe, because of transportation issues. I have a neighbor who got hit by a car recently, so we do need to do something to be able to be safe here in the neighborhood. I also wanted to, on the idling of buses, there is a DC law on that when I worked at the council, we worked on. And I don't see why it shouldn't be covering what needs to be, not idling buses and making the world hotter as it is. So if there's anything that the ANC could do on the safety issue, I would really appreciate it. And I think maybe sending a message that especially around hours of school, that the buses and need to slow down. That would really be greatly appreciated. I want to let her be 12 and not act like she's 7. So thank you.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Commissioner Chris Otten. I hear it's probably been discussed already, but the Mount Pleasant Library issue. I just wanted to bring to the commissioners tonight a copy of the 1C report, and perhaps Wilson Reynolds might have already announced. We have a real copy at Jim Graham's office, maybe? Real copy there. So here's a copy of the 1C report. There should be one for everybody in there. And I have a petition, to sign, okay? And feel free to grab flyers as well. The Dynamos have been doing a free lending library. We did one over this weekend. We gave away about 300 books. Several people in here gave books to give away. Huh? Some people give, some people take, right? So, it's all part of the community books. And we gave out about 400 of them, and we collected about 50 additional signatures. We're at about 600 now. So please, sign up. Feel free to take one, even to get your neighbors to support us. We're very close on winning the Right Library Project, as you probably heard tonight already. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Megan McKinney. I'm with the Community and Economic Development Law Clinic, which is part of American University. We provide legal services to small businesses, to nonprofits, and to entrepreneurs. So if you have any questions and just want to talk to me after this, please do drop by. And I just it's great to see everybody out here. So thank you very much.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Heidi from Heidi's Restaurant, and I'm a neighbor. And I have a comment about the library, the new renovation. I just want to ask everyone in here to consider to comply with the fire code, because we have a big problem in 3100 block in where my restaurant is. We don't have access to the fire or to the trash. And the new renovation, please, make sure you got access to the fire code and for people in any emergency. Thank you.
No further public discussion?
Mi nombre es Rosa Rivas.
My name is Rosa Rivas.
Estoy representando a la Asociación Latina de Mount Pleasant.
And I'm representing the Latino Association in Mount Pleasant.
El 15 de este mes hubo un accidente en frente del Salvador del Mundo. Un carro de repente abre su puerta y venía a toda velocidad una joven en una bicicleta.
This month, the 15th of this month, there was an accident where a lady was riding her bicycle and this car opened the door while she was riding by.
Bueno, me asusté tanto que fui a auxiliarla y por lo menos ella tenía solamente su book bag y no se lastimó tanto, pero eso es un peligro que estas bicicletas estén corriendo a velocidad.
It is very dangerous that I got scared. I went to assist her, and luckily she was only wearing her backpack, but I think that this type of incident should be avoided.
Bueno, hay que prestar un poco atención a eso, qué solución se va a tener. Y otra cosa también de que hay bicycles que se están subiendo a la acera donde uno camina y eso pues es un peligro para uno que lo atropellen.
There should be more attention paid to this type of things that is happening. There are also bicycles that are riding on the sidewalk, and would also like to, because it's very dangerous when these bicycles are riding on the sidewalk.
Y también sobre la biblioteca, y yo vivo detrás de la biblioteca, y creo que todavía no han arreglado la situación de la seguridad de cómo entrar y apagar un fuego.
Yes, and I also live behind the library, and I don't think they had come up with a solution in case of an emergency, how to turn off a fire in case of an emergency.
Y nosotros del 3149 no queremos pasar otra, como dijera, destrucción de nuestro edificio por medio de los bomberos, porque la ciudad ni tan siquiera nos brindó un vaso de agua a todos los que tuvimos que salir del edificio.
Yes, and I would like to emphasize that us, the people that were living in 3149, do not want to go through the same thing that we did with the firemen when this disaster happened. We were not even offered a glass of water.
A dormir a la luz de la luna y ni tan siquiera el bueno, el concejal de acá de la ciudad, ni el alcalde nos dijo, necesitan algo. Lo que nos mandó solamente, permítame.
We had to sleep under the moonlight, and not even our councilman nor our mayor ever came to offer us any additional assistance.
Lo que nos dijo, vayan a buscar estampillas de comida, como que nosotros hubiéramos sido unas pordioseras para ir a buscar eso.
Yes, all they told us is to go and get some food stamp, as if we were a bunch of beggars to go looking for that.
Así que, no sé, acá en Mount Pleasant tenemos que hacer algo, porque nosotros no queremos pasar otro y otra situación igual.
Yes, something has to be done because here in Mount Pleasant we do not want to experience a similar situation.
8 unidades de nuestro edificio que fueron destruidas por los bomberos y fue a costa de nosotros volverlo a arreglar.
Yes, it was 8 units that was destroyed by the firemen and it was on our cost that we had to go and fix them.
Ahora con lo que pasó de ese edificio que se quemó, que penetró tanto el agua, ahora estamos un poco desnivelados nuestro edificio.
And what happened to that building is that there was so much water that it affected the foundation of the building. So now we're having that problem to deal with.
Y también venía principalmente para poder apoyar el restaurante Don Juan para que continúe sirviendo afuera. Que eso es bien relajante y bien bonito, pues. No sé quiénes habrán ido, pero es bien chévere.
And I came to support Don Juan's also with the outdoor setup. I don't know how many of you have been there, but it's really nice and it's very comfortable.
Bueno, yo les pido a ellos de que les concedan su licencia a Don Juan.
And I would like to ask you to please approve the license for Don Juan. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jasmine Romero. I'm the president of the 145 Mount Pleasant Street. Okay, I ask only 2 points. The first, we support to Don Juan restaurant for you support today take the license. But I know you can give to him the license, but I know you can support to him. The second point is we support the always Mount Pleasant for the fire line, but you know the 3145, the building was burned, we have a lot of problems. If we have, in the time we were with the fire line, the church don't have the problem. 3149, another building in 16th Street, you know. We need the fire line, but you know we have a lot of problems. And another choice is the ANC can to you can talk to the any landlord and say put more securities, security people, security camera when we have the fire line. This is my point. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dan Sherman. I live in Mount Pleasant for the last 5 years. I'm part of the event that's going on May 1st at Lamont Park that somebody from the Business Association mentioned. There's a farmer's market and a big concert. I want to thank the NC for their support of the concert that's going on. And just ask for, in general, support of the musical community and treat it as an asset because Mount Pleasant is a great musical sort of place, a lot of artists. Anyway, we're all playing May 1st. And I'll see you there.
We really do need to get on to our regular business.
We're going to have to say that this is the last comment, please.
Hey. Hi, I'm Athena Viscuse. I live at 1708 Lamont. I have done that for more than a couple of decades. And I'm just here to support my neighbor, Don Juan's. It's really nice for me to walk by an outdoor cafe on my way home every day. It makes my neighborhood safer that there's people out in the street. It would have been much safer if it had been that way when my kids were coming home from their activities. It's just a great thing to have more business presence in the street. I moved to this place deliberately because I was near a commercial strip, because I feel safer and I hate cooking and I really, and so it's really, really important that we support our local businesses and when they make positive developments like this. It's really been a lovely thing to get to walk by that when I come home at night. So I hope you support it. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to move on with the business chair's report.
A couple of things. One is that I paid my own way to an Urban Land Institute conference today on real estate trends, and what I heard today, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, is that the trends for the recovery, the economic recovery in retail, apartment buildings, are substantially different than I believe we heard from consultants during the discussion about transportation plan and the small area plan. Small area plan, I understand, for Mount Pleasant is going to be released around May 1st, and we will have a month, essentially during the month of May, to discuss it and to get back to them. So this is an upcoming...
Excuse me. Hello? We have moved on with the business. We are still having a meeting, and by law we have to have this meeting in public, but I would ask for your respect at this time. Thank you.
On the voluntary agreement, I'd like to report that that there is a group of neighbors that are talking with each other about some ideas and further directions for voluntary and cooperative agreements. Phil Lepanto has drafted a potential new voluntary agreement. I've been discussing the ideas for that with members of MPNA and with a number of the merchants, and it appears to me that we may have a framework, but there are a lot of details that need to be worked out, and I hope that the general intent for would be that this framework would set up institutional structures where we can learn together, and because there's just too much to do to put a whole new system in all at once, and be flexible and yet have fair arrangements with everybody, so that we both individualize and yet people are treated the same across the board. Is that reasonably good? Just to capture that. There are many other issues that are going on, of course, but I thought that these ought to be highlighted because they are upcoming business in the month of May. And so I think that our informal meeting ought to be around these topics because they will be up essentially for a decision during the month of May. If I see no objection, let me consider with the chair, the vice chair's permission that this has been approved.
What are those topics specifically?
The small area plan and the structure of voluntary agreements, voluntary and cooperative agreements.
Phil.
If we're setting the topics for the informal meeting, I'd like to ask the commission to placard in such a way the notice of the meeting so that if we elect to conduct business at that meeting that we can.
Jack?
Oh, I was not asking to be.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Okay.
I'm just a little tourist mount over here. My own business.
Okay.
But I do have a request. As a matter of courtesy, I think it would be good to consider the Don Juan's issue right now so that we can deal with it and the people who are most interested in that can go on their merry ways. With the permission of the chair, I believe this will take just a few seconds. Then
okay.
I move resolved that ANC1D has no objection to the issuance of a stipulated license to Don Juan's restaurant for the Sidewalk Cafe.
Second.
It's been second. Discussion? Seeing none, ready to take the vote. All those in favor?
4-0.
5-0. Yes. Okay. All right. Now, where are we going here? Okay. Secretary's report and treasurer's report.
Secretary's report. I just want to ask if there are any corrections to the minutes for the March meeting. Those were distributed earlier in the month. I hear no corrections. That is to say, the minutes of the March 16th meeting. Then I will deem them accepted. And that concludes the Secretary's report.
Treasurer's report.
Yes, ma'am. Just waiting for the lead. Okay. The quarterly report for the second quarter of FY10 is due. I need to have this approved at this meeting so that I can submit it later this week. I have circulated this. Suffice it to say that it balances. That is, this $52,045 is the balance of the books, and $52,045 is the checkbook balance, so the numbers work out. And as always, when I send this in, I've lost it, but it doesn't matter. I include, of course, a complete documentation of all of our expenditures. I must admit, with some substantial embarrassment, we received our statement of the quarterly allotment for the previous quarter, and we were dunned $650 because your treasurer neglected to add a second signature to a pair of checks. I am quite embarrassed about that, because had it not been for that, it would have been a perfect quarterly report. I hope this one will be perfect. Are there any questions on this? Then can I have a vote of approval?
So moved.
5-0. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank you, Jack. You do an excellent report.
Well, just briefly, routine checks to Tony Grillo for Post Green, $100. To Community Christ for La Costa for the first quarter of this year, $150. We've also written a couple of checks associated with the library study, $101.50 to Rob Waldeck, and $1,700 to Ms. Fenton. Those we did earlier this month, just for your information.
I just want to ask a quick question. Do we have a financial limit for our input on the library reports? Oh, it was $3,000?
Yeah, we allotted $3,000 for that, so we're well under that.
Okay. All right. So do we have any questions about the treasurer's report? No questions, so we're accepting the treasurer's report as submitted by the treasurer. Okay. Any problem with the next meeting, May 4th, informal, May 18th, for the business meeting? Okay.
As I mentioned earlier, I'd just like to make sure that we have the ability to conduct business and the expectation that we may conduct business at the May 4th informal meeting.
Next question.
Of course you do, because you were the one that would always bring up business at the informal meeting.
Not always, just me.
Oh, okay. Okay, so unfinished business?
Yes, we do have one item of unfinished business. That is the town square and pedestrian encounter zone. Which I will briefly summarize, if I may. Basically, it's asking the Department of Transportation to undertake a study. Not doing this, we're not saying that this is to be done. We're not deciding this. We're just saying, let's study the possibility of making the northernmost block of Mount Pleasant Street, that is between Lamont and Park Road, into a pedestrian encounter zone following the European examples, where traffic is slowed, it is not prohibited, but traffic is very much slowed, and pedestrians can cross the street wherever they like. You don't need crosswalks because the entire block is a crosswalk. This works in Europe. and I believe it can be made to work here. This has received an enthusiastic response from Gabe Klein, the director of the Department of Transportation, who said that this was a wonderful idea and he really hoped that we could pursue this. This would be an interesting thing to explore, and I want to emphasize that this is about a trial, not about doing something that would be permanent. We could explore it and find out how it works and then proceed from what we learn.
Are you getting ready to second this? Is both of y'all saying, so somebody else needs to second?
Not even a second.
No, it was introduced at the last meeting, so it's already been seconded.
Okay. Discussion. Greg?
I discussed this idea with Muhammad Khalid, the Ward 1 traffic engineer, and he also was enthusiastic about it and said that he thought that it's the kind of idea that the feds are giving substantial grants for, and thus he believed that it would be the first one in the east coast of the U.S. outside of New York, where there's some similar ideas being tried, and thus it would be in the interest of D.C., and he thanks the feds to move ahead on it as a pilot program.
Further discussion, Dave?
Yes. This is an intriguing idea. I have three comments. One, I would support this if the last part of the first page, the resolution is struck, talking about Mount Pleasant Main Street. I think that's a separate topic. If we want to talk about denying Main Street money, I think it should be a completely separate topic. I would love to vote for this, but I would think we need to agree with each other. There are at least two things that have to be done before anything like this can be sold on the street. And the first is mentioned in here, and it's a separate resolution, which is rerouting the 42 bus on the 16th Street loop. The second is the parking shuttle to DC USA. And I'm surprised that wasn't in here because it's sort of on a par with rerouting the bus. And they both provide extra parking spaces along Mount Pleasant Street. So if we are to sell this idea, which may reduce some parking spaces, we need to first put in place additional parking spaces. Thank you.
Phil?
You know, I listened to Jack, and I think he makes the excellent point that the purpose of this resolution is to undertake a study. I listen to Greg, and I hear pilot program. So I want to make it clear that this resolution is about a study. We definitely have many studies that have been done here in Mount Pleasant. The 2003, if I'm correct with my dates, the 2003 transportation study and the Office of Planning study, and there's probably more studies that I'm not aware of or that I've simply forgotten. Again, I do support the idea of making this area, as well as other areas of Mount Pleasant Street, more pedestrian-friendly. I'm not sure that there is much in the Mount Pleasant Main Street Transportation Enhancement Grant proposal that would preclude doing this, other than the issue of trees. In fact, I think almost point by point, it would not preclude either doing a study or a pilot program later on. So I'm going to follow Dave Bosserman's lead here and move to amend this resolution, striking the final sentence of the resolution.
Jack, Greg?
Well, I would certainly be receptive to removing that last sentence. I think that would be in the interest of comity, as Greg would say.
I would like to suggest that we split the two, split the resolution. because they could be argued that they're two separate things. So I wonder if you would take that as a friendly amendment. My motion is to... I ask if you would take as a friendly amendment to split the two issues.
I'm not...
Who are you directing that to?
To
Phil?
To Phil, because he offered an amendment.
I'm looking to somebody to help me out with the parliamentary procedure. Ah. I don't understand what's going on.
When there are two separate items or separable items in a resolution, one can split them into two separate resolutions so that they can...
But what he has moved has been to strike that sentence altogether.
I understand. You're trying to modify his amendment. You're offering a friendly amendment to his amendment? Yes.
You know, that's totally confusing. Dave?
Well, since it's Greg's resolution, he can separate that.
Good point.
I'm sorry, I thought this was Jack's resolution. Oh, no, you're operating jointly?
It's both of them.
Well, I still don't have a second, actually.
I second.
Okay, so do we have discussion on splitting? Oh, no, that's not it. Do we have discussion on eliminating the last line of the resolution?
I think that is the motion on the floor, yes.
That is the motion. It has a second?
I have seconded it, yes.
Discussion? No discussion. All those in favor of...
Excuse me, I'd like to defend the element of it, and that is that I think that that if the Main Street project goes forward, then it's much less likely that we will get extra funds for doing anything, because this neighborhood will have had its share for a while, especially given the financial stringency of the... I mean, there's not much money in the budget. I'm told that it is most likely that funding for the Transportation Enhancement Program funds for next year will be at the discretion of the director. And my guess is that he would not give money to Mount Pleasant, which is, after all, a very small neighborhood, if we've already gotten a slug of money. The second observation I'd like to make is that there's not much that that I think can be used in the Main Street proposal. Putting lighting in trees, that will, as we've seen, will likely die. Street furniture that cannot easily be moved. This has not been really discussed well in the neighborhood, and that the proposal was put in without going and talking with many other groups. So I think that we should not approve items like this that have substantial problems with them. And thus I argue that we should consider this as a separate item and not throw it away at this point.
Dave?
Well, the first argument that we should forego the already awarded improvement funds because maybe we could get a lot more later, it doesn't sound like a good deal to me.
Phil? Okay.
I move the vote on the motion to amend.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion to amend the resolution? Okay, we have three. All those that don't want the amendment to the resolution. Okay, so it gets amended 3-2. So with the amendment, that's the last line being stripped from this resolution as it stands, Dave?
I had one more comment that I had been thinking about. I really like those scenes of the European areas
with their carpeting instead of just lines painted on the street. That tells the cars they're in a different zone. So I think we should have, of course, a green zone.
Okay, so now we...
Take that as a, if I may, as an amendment, and second it as an amendment, or accept it as a friendly amendment, and suggest the name the Green Scene. Because it was part of the idea that we had been discussing over the years that these are more successful when they're painted or when they have a different color. Because it then tells everybody they're in a completely different area and they shouldn't speed. So I would like to suggest that be made as an amendment and put in as an item to be considered, to be studied.
Okay, Jack, are you going to do that wording or do you have a comment to it?
I think we should keep this resolution simple as it is. There are many issues to be dealt with as we go on. Executing this.
Okay. Dave?
Yeah, I agree with Jack. I think we have to talk about this green scene, green zone. It sounds good to me, but I think no matter what color it is, it is going to be a draw from all over the city and all over this region.
Okay. Phil?
Thank you. I'm asking if you all might consider this as a friendly amendment since this is only a study. I wonder if you might change the phrasing in the 3200 block of Mount Pleasant Street to be on Mount Pleasant Street from Park Road to Irving.
Wow, yes, which is a study.
Where's the little pointer thing?
Where's the pointer thing here?
No, give it to Phil so he can show me where it is.
Phil,
give Phil the pointy thing.
Again, since this is a study, I'd like to see if we can think big while we're studying things. But as a friendly amendment, I'm not going to force the issue.
I would accept it.
Okay.
We're getting ambitious here, and I always worry about making something so ambitious that it winds up being too much to swallow. But if the commission wants to consider making it the whole length of Mount Pleasant Street from Irving to Park Road into a pedestrian encounter zone as a study,
well,
yeah, I think that's interesting.
It's okay. I like the part first because it seemed like it would be such a little pleasant area, if you will, but. If we're going to do it, go bigger. It's fine.
May I suggest that we insert with a priority on the area, we give priority to the northern block of this.
Good.
Let me try some text here.
That way, if there's not enough money or something, well, then we don't have a fallback.
Okay. I'll read this so it goes in the audio record. Resolve that ANC Wendy advises the District Department of Transportation to undertake a study of a trial pedestrian encounter zone for Mount Pleasant Street Northwest from Irving Street to Park Road, but primarily in the 3200 block, yielding a substantial expansion of the affected area of Lamont Park, as well as promoting pedestrian and bicycle use of Mount Pleasant Street between Lamont Street and Park Road. Let me strike that last phrase, between Lamont Street and Park Road, because we've extended that to Irving Street. I'll just strike that.
Yep. While we're waiting, let me say that to date that we already have passed a resolution asking for a shuttle system in Mount Pleasant. And it, we got very strong support from the then director, Monomay, and it sort of disappeared when he left. But it could be, with a little lobbying, I think we could go back to it. But we'd have to find money at this, which will may be difficult now.
Are we ready to vote on this resolution?
Yes. All those in favor of the resolution as it reads now? 5-0. Passes.
While we're on this, how about the bus rerouting?
So that's you, Jack.
Okay. Resolved that ANC Wendy advises the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, the District Department of Transportation, and the District Council Committee on Public Works and Environment to reroute the northbound buses on Mount Pleasant Street Northwest to 16th Street.
Second. Discussion. Bill.
Could we amend this to specify which bus routes we're talking about?
This would apply to all of the northbound buses on Mount Pleasant Street.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but and I frequently am. The main objection to the bus traffic is to areas between Irving Street and Park Road. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
The circulator comes to Irving Street and then turns east before it travels to Columbia Heights. Wow. So I'd like to...
I appreciate where you're going, because I'm thinking only north of Irving Street. Only the buses northbound from Irving towards Park Road.
Better say that.
Okay.
As part of the accounting... The pros and cons of addition and subtraction of parking spaces. Jack and I went out and did a survey to convince ourselves that there appears to be equal or almost the same a number of spots before or after because of scrubbing a couple of several bus stops. But part of that calculation was urging that there was a sense that the 43 bus and other circulators could be moved to the north's end of that of Lamont Park, so there would be a point for a multimodal center at that point, and that would get rid of the bus farts and problems next to Don Juan's restaurant, and the noise for the people that are in the residential area just immediately to the west of the 43 bus stop. We would also gain 3 parking spaces there. So I was hoping that we could interpret this as being routing the buses so that there would be this consolidated bus stop at the north end of Lamont Park.
Jack?
Yeah, I would... I'm sympathetic to that, but I would prefer to keep this limited because if we build too much into it, we will simply bring about more opposition. And rerouting that particular bit of the 42 bus may entail moving a bus shelter, so it gets complicated. This is easy. This is something that can be done without making any changes except to convert some bus stops into parking zones.
Good. I withdraw my... So I'm ready to vote.
All right. All those in favor? 5-0. Passes. Where would you guys like to go next?
I would like to request that the support for the Office of Latino Affairs be brought up. For one reason is that I would like to the hearing on it is tomorrow, and I would like to be able to go in and testify with the support of this whole commission.
Okay. Jack?
I'm looking at Greg because Greg is going to want me to read this.
Boy, am I? Okay.
Greg is not going to read it.
May I? I thought I would. Tom Sawyer is related to doing that sometime. Is it amongst the...
It should be there. Never, I will read it if you like. I'll just
it's so much more convenient for you.
I'll just complain.
Besides, you have a better voice than I do.
Resolved. Speaking for Greg. Resolved. ANC Wendy advises the DC Council and the Mayor. A. To restore all the cuts proposed in the FY11 budget of the Office of Latino Affairs. B. To mandate that OLA use half of any restored funds to develop more effective programs. And C. To implement change management for speedier discovery and adaptation of innovation. Specific programs in the restored resource should include 1. Research and establish output measures for the impacts of their programs and the grantees on observable improvements in the lives, health, jobs, access, and public participation.
Excuse me. Would you mind, would people mind if I interjected a why before the specific programs so that the rest of it need not be...
So, I don't have to, so this is no longer part of the resolution?
Oh, well, the whole thing is part of the resolution.
Yes, I know, but we generally read only the resolution proper and leave the why as... Understood.
That's what I'm trying to achieve.
I would love that.
Okay.
Okay. You want a why?
It hasn't been seconded yet, so I believe
that's
I can do
you
that.
Can do what you want.
Before this, put why before the specific programs.
Are we ready?
Okay, so now the part that I read, concluding with adaptation to innovation, is the resolution proper, and then the remainder is all in the why. This has been distributed, so people have had an opportunity to look at this.
Jack, would you be willing to second it?
A second motion, yes.
Discussion, Phil.
I'd like to ask the Commission's permission to recognize Juan Carlos on this issue to speak for 2 minutes.
Purpose?
He's waving his hand. He's Latino.
It's up to the Commission.
Thank you to the Commission for allowing me to speak on this issue. As my job, I'm a director of advocacy and community organizing from the Latino Federation. Latino Federation includes 40 nonprofit agencies that work with the Latino community specifically and directly. We just had a meeting, that's what I was late today, we just had a meeting with our member agencies and other agencies that are affected by these budget cuts. We support this resolution, and we are a little bit concerned about the extra language that is there about the outcomes. Can you go up a little bit, Jack, please? And I think there's 3 issues that's being up there. And the resolution. To develop a research-based capacity to help these agencies and service providers to... The Latino... We have some concerns about how to improve the Latino, the OLA, the Office of Latino Affairs, but I think this is not precisely what we're looking to do with this resolution. We need a resolution that directly supports the funding. In our community, in the Latino community, what we have come up with tonight is the following. Number one, we have to fight not only for restoring the funds, but we also have to fight for increasing the funds. And I tell you why. Increasing the funds to the Latino community itself. Why? Because affordable housing funds are being cut, and I can go on the number of cuts that the city, this proposed budget is having, that will have a detrimental impact in our Latino community. And most of it has been disproportionate to the increasing numbers of Latinos in Washington, D.C. So perhaps the support is so I want to suggest two things. Number one is to support, to add to the resolution, if it's open to you guys, and ladies and women, I'm sorry, members of the commission, I apologize. I'm trying to be, say the right words here. The first proposal is to add there that the support for reinstating the funding for OLA, but also increasing the funding for Latino community services. That's one. And the second one is to eliminate the other elements besides that part of the support, because this is something that we are going to be dealing with the Office of Latino Affairs, and also something that we are going to be talking with the board that oversees the Office of Latino Affairs.
Okay. Any further discussion? Dave?
I think I see what, I haven't read this carefully before, what one means that we resolve to restore cuts, and then we resolve to tell them how to spend their money. So I would propose an amendment to have this motion same as it is, but eliminate telling them how to spend their money.
Jack?
Yeah, I'm afraid this has turned into a kitchen sink resolution. Translate that into Spanish. There's too much in it. It's better if it's focused on restoring the cuts, rescinding the cuts, rather than going into a lengthy lecture on what they ought to be doing. I think it's sufficient to say that OLA is an important agency, especially considering the large Spanish-speaking population of the district, and this is not a program that should be cut.
Right.
I would take it as a friendly, accept that idea as a friendly amendment if we could simply eliminate under the opening of the resolution points A, B, and C. Excuse me, B and C.
Okay. B and C, and then the go down to the original Y.
I'd like to include the rest of the discussion.
I think Dave has a good point, because injecting the Y there was problematical. It was better where it originally was placed. But I think we should look through this list of prescriptions and strike those which really aren't necessary.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3 aren't wise. They're telling people how to spend their money.
Phil.
Just again, a point of order, a parliamentary procedure. Are you accepting this portion of Dave's amendment as friendly? No.
No, and the reason for it is that I've discussed the problems with, for many years, for probably 10 years or more, with the Office of Latino Affairs, that they should stop just distributing the money, but also find out whether it actually delivers benefits.
Okay, I'm sorry, I was just asking for a point of order. But secondly, is discussion open at this time, or are we waiting a second on the same motion?
I see. We were in discussion.
We're waiting a second for Dave's motion.
Well, Dave has offered a friendly amendment, but it's not being accepted. But let me catch up where we are. You accepted as a friendly amendment the striking of B and C, is that correct?
Right.
Okay, then I will do that.
All right, then I have to make a resolution to modify the amendment
by eliminating 1, 2, and 3 under specific programs shall include, and going down to the original Y.
Okay, great.
As I say, I think these items are really needed to increase because, bluntly, many of the programs that just don't make it to my neighbors. And I think they need to find out what's going on and so that they can work collaboratively with the various Latino agencies to improve the efficiency of delivering real services that are needed by the people.
Dave?
I appreciate that, but I think that should be a separate resolution. I don't think we should just tuck it in under the restoration of funds.
Yeah, I would accept that if you would support with putting these items in a separate resolution.
Okay.
And hopefully we restore the other points as well, so if we separate the things out and you'll support it, then I agree that the idea that we should not try to do too many things with one resolution.
Okay. So, Jack, you're pulling those out?
I think I understand where we're going here. So I'm going to cut this portion and create a new file so that would be the core of another resolution.
Yes, and then would you please restore points B and C from before?
So, Mr. Secretary, how will these minutes read? What has happened, please?
Big pardon?
What has happened here?
But as it's friendly, then the B and C were removed.
Yes, I was with you. I was with you there, and then Dave offered an amendment. And Greg has accepted separating this into another resolution.
Okay, so it wasn't accepted. I mean, it wasn't seconded.
It's accepted as a friendly. This is the friendly procedure.
Okay. So as a friendly procedure, we're splitting the original resolution into two. So does that mean that we take up the first and then the second, or the second and then the first?
We'll do the... whatever. I'd like, since Dave has promised his support, I'll trust him that he'll vote to support it as a matter of honor as well as action.
Yeah.
Well, if you are busy wordsmithing and discussion is informally open, I will take this opportunity to say that this is going to be one of those times, Juan Carlos, where although I support the Latino Association, I will not be voting for what it is asked for here. In my mind, the city budget is under tight constraint, and we must all tighten our belts, and we must all sacrifice. And there are many things that have been removed from the DC budget that are valuable and noteworthy to district residents, both in Mount Pleasant and outside. And I'm not going to... participate in making a specific call upon the mayor's office or the council to second guess their budget deliberations and negotiations.
That was a very good point, Commissioner. The issue that we have is, I think we need to, when times are tight, we need to strengthen our belt, and we are ready to put our shoulder to fix the budget. But the problem that we have is the budget for the OLA office has been cut in 50%. And compared to other agencies, other offices has been cut up to 20% tops. So there's a very disproportionate, doesn't make sense how that cut is being done, and especially when now we are, has been asking Latino community to participate more in the register and in the census, and we are finding there's more people, there already are more people that participate in the census than 10 years ago. So it's an income of services, all right? So because that is proportional to the cuts, we are asking for this to be relocated.
The office of the tenant advocate has also been cut by half, and it's something that addresses perhaps 4/5 of the population of Mount Pleasant, and it also, I think, would deserve priority as well. I would have put together a resolution for that, but it's just been very busy. But it seems to me, in terms of impact, that cut could have more impact on the people of Mount Pleasant than the Ola one. So I have different information, and my information comes from emails sent out on the nature of their budget from OTA.
Okay, are we ready now, Jack?
Let me describe what I've got. I've restored the NC as you requested. So now it reads, resolved, ANC Wendy advises the DC Council and the Mayor, A, to restore all the cuts proposed in the FY11 budget of the Office of Latino Affairs, B, to mandate that OLA use half of any restored funds to develop more effective programs, and C, to implement change management for speedier discovery and adaptation of innovation.
The BNC are in the new amendment, new resolution.
That was the intent, so...
Big pardon?
So the intent was to put BNC as the heading of a new resolution.
In the new resolution.
The second.
The split. This in part B of the split.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Flexible.
Excuse me. Okay. So we're waiting for you to do that so we can do the first one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And while he's waiting on that, may I appeal to Phil to reconsider, because if we're successful in getting the council's attention to this, this would be a pilot program to start to vastly improve the efficiency of delivery of funds in a number of DC agencies. And I think it would be a very good investment.
Phil?
With all due respect, I would see the effect of this being more along the lines of a pilot program for ANCs to pass resolutions telling the council and the mayor which portions of the budget to restore or to overfund or whatnot. Our political debate and process is lengthy as it is. It does not always capture the sum of the discussion points, and our political process is not always capable of solving every need. So I appreciate your efforts to appeal to my better conscience,
good government conscience.
Rejected.
Okay.
Dave? No? Okay. You ready, Jack?
Yeah, let me read this one more time so that we're all on the same page here. Resolved, ANC Wendy advises the DC Council and the Mayor to restore all the cuts proposed in the FYLAN budget of the Office of Latino Affairs. And issues and concerns, is that acceptable as a why?
I prefer why, but...
I thought that perhaps your latest approach to resolutions was to really be specific about issues and concerns, because that's what the legislation requires them to respond to. But if you want why, I'm happy with why. Then you have your rationale, which I think is really quite strong.
Thank you.
This was already seconded?
Yes. So when this is done,
we're just gonna be silent until Jack's ready. You ready, Jack?
Ready.
Okay. All right. All those in favor of the resolution as it reads now. We have McKay, Bosselman, Scott, and Edwards voting yes, and Commissioner Lepanto is voting no. All right. Okay.
Tom?
I have abstained in the past, but I don't think that's a good strategy when you need to stand up for something you believe in.
Dave?
I must interject that Phil's speech is almost word for word Jack's speech of perhaps 2 years ago.
Okay, so do we have the wording for the second part of the resolution? I mean, resolution.
Well, this is Greg's split resolution. This is the second half.
Would you renumber B and C to A and B?
Okay, and let me read it. Resolved, A and C when D advises the D.C. Council and the Mayor. A, to mandate that OLA use half of any resort funds to develop more effective programs, and B, to implement change management for speedier discovery and adaptation of innovation.
Could you introduce the word why at this point?
I'm going to ask. Below this, I have the complete why of the previous resolution. Do you wish to continue with that?
Sure. I hope you'll second this.
Oh, this is Ben Renton. I'll second.
Discussion. No discussion. Oh, fail.
You should know me better by now. Now we've told them what they can and cannot spend, and now we're going to tell them how to spend it. So.
Okay. I'm ready to vote.
Okay, this resolution. All those in favor to vote on this resolution as it stands. Okay, we have McKay, Boston, Scott, and Edwards voting yes. Commissioner Lepanto votes no. All righty.
People would begin to suspect us of thinking in lockstep.
Public nuisance abatement.
Hey,
Dave?
Yeah, I'm happy to have you sponsor this one, Dave, if you're happy with this text.
And after that, I have the repassing of previous resolutions with points added.
Okay.
Resolved. ANC1D advises the Council of the District of Columbia to reject the public nuisance abatement text of Bill P180595 and the Neighborhood Victim Rights Amendment Act of 2009
is what it's called.
2009, okay. ANC, you're right. ANC1D advises the Council to consider instead the possibility of implementing an offense citation procedure for dealing with nuisance grade offenses. Oh, that's the first time I saw that. Okay.
I second the motion.
Discussion. All right, we're ready for the vote. Okay, Dave.
Okay, I saw that. I thought I saw that Jack had dropped his issuing tickets sort of solution to this problem, but that really doesn't address the problem of the definition of what is a public nuisance and what is a public space. And until those are defined, I don't think we should be talking about any pseudo-legal, any pseudo-criminal law punishments.
Yeah, by this I mean to refer to existing law. That is to say, that the problem we have is that existing laws are not enforced.
In that case, we should have a resolution concerning that, because this is not about existing law. This is about the City Council creating pseudo-law, pseudo-criminal justice law, and circumventing any protections a citizen might think they have.
Agreed, but the problem is that there is a real problem in urban areas, and people want it will strengthen
our opposition to this public nuisance section if we propose something in its place that would help people deal with these very, very real problems of nuisances in urban areas.
I still think it should be a separate motion. We can talk about it separately. I would withdraw this if this were left.
Would you accept a separate motion, Jack, just out of curiosity, separating it out?
Surely.
It sounds like a good solution.
All right, we'll do this.
I think we're establishing a pattern here.
It's a dangerous pattern. I listened to half a day's testimony yesterday from experts on this, and Jack Evans kept saying, but the existing laws don't work, we have to do something. And the experts said, yes, but you can't do this, and this is unfixable.
While we're waiting, would somebody explain the open agenda system to me?
Oh. I think it's open.
The idea is that the godly son says that the ANC cannot do any substantial business by email. It has to do it by face-to-face in a public meeting. And he interprets, he reads the Attorney General statements on this is that, well, you can delegate it's just part of to the officers, or just part of the general approach to things. Say choosing a letterhead, design issues like that. But things that are important, like the setting of an agenda, which research suggests really determines what comes out of a body, that should be decided in a public meeting that is duly noticed, so that people can see and observe important things being done.
So when we,
and the definition of the open agenda is just what it says. It's open. We put it together when we get here at the public meeting.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess I should be more specific about what my question is. It seems that our process is that we just shout out what we're going to take next, and there's no discussion or consultation with members of the commission about which ones we'll be doing. They just jump up to the floor.
Remember when I would open up and I'd say which direction you want to go in, so we would make suggestions. Just because one says, I think we should take this one, we all key in and say, yeah, well, let's do that one. So whoever objects to it can object to it, and we have to go to whatever the majority wanted to take it. Wait before I ask you. Are you ready, Jack, with this?
I am ready, yes.
Can we do that now?
We can talk offline.
Okay. I have removed everything about the citation alternative to suit Dave's objections.
Okay. Then are we ready to vote on this resolution now? No, Jack, you need to read it again? Or? Well, I'm just talking about this one right here now. You need to read it again?
Resolve that ANC Wendy advises the Council of the District of Columbia to reject the public nuisance abatement text to fill Bill B-18-0595, the Neighborhood and Victims' Rights Amendment Act of 2009.
Okay.
I'm ready to vote.
All those in favor of the resolution as it reads now? 5-0 in favor. Okay, now the next one.
Well, I would not insist on taking this up at this time.
Okay, can we get a motion to table?
Well,
I think it ought to be, though.
I'm sorry?
I think it ought to be. We should send the two in together.
Okay, then I'm happy to consider it, yes. And then are we ready to consider the second half of this resolution?
Okay.
As separate resolution? Okay.
Will you read it?
ANC-Wendy advises that the council consider the possibility of implementing an offense citation procedure for dealing with nuisance created offenses. I'll have to touch up the why a little bit here. But if I could offer a little background to this, I recall the police asking years ago if there could be a process of issuing a ticket for an offense such as public urination. The reason current law does not exist, does not work, is that the officer has to arrest the person, take the person downtown, turn the person over to the authorities, have the person charged. You wind up taking an officer off the street for half the day, and they don't want to do that for something as minor as, say, public urination, which is why the law exists, but you never see it enforced. This is a way for police officers to issue the equivalent of a parking ticket or a traffic ticket for the offense. And then he doesn't have to go up, he doesn't have to arrest the person. It greatly conserves police resources.
Dave.
Yeah, I have a question. So late at night, if I really had to go, I could pay $30 to piss in the street.
That's correct. But I think the point is, just as for us in parking, $30 can be a significant deterrent.
Yes.
And especially for people in the class of people who tend to urinate in alleys, $30 is a lot of money. So I think this would work quite effectively.
It also puts your name as on the record. It becomes a matter of public record, I believe.
Okay. Further discussion? Phil?
There are a number of things that I'm not entirely clear on. I think it's a pretty broad resolution as these things tend to go. I will briefly share with the commission a story about my parents and family in a national park down in North Carolina. Found a very lovely space to have a picnic next to a waterfall. And they set up their picnic, and they were having a lovely afternoon until a park ranger showed up, told them that they weren't allowed to get off the trail, and issued them a ticket. And they said, well, what are we supposed to do with this? I said, that's your ticket. You're not allowed to do what you're doing. And they said, okay, well, how much is the fine? Oh, there's no fine. Here's your ticket. So there isn't any specification of fines in here. There are question of what nuisance grade is, all those types of things. I think in general I hear the problem that you guys are trying to address. But I do think this is another one of those things that could deserve a little bit more thought.
Dave and then Greg.
Yeah, I don't think we want to do legislation on this. I think we're just adrift, floating an idea up to City Council.
Yeah, if I could, it says consider the possibility. That's all it is at this point.
Agreed. So we, all we do is give advice, and this is advice. It's one of the three functions of ANCs, is to give advice and new ideas. I'm ready to vote.
Make a motion that we close the discussion and take the vote. All those in favor of the resolution as it reads. McKay, Bossman, Scott, and Edward voting yes. Commissioner Lepanto.
I'll abstain on this one.
There's one resolution that I asked the commission to consider, which is essentially inserting point numbers in previous resolutions on the library. I testify that there is no changes in the resolutions other than to put in points and to specify specific agencies to which they are addressed.
Okay, are there other suggestions that other commissioners have that they would like to have presented at this time, since we according to the clock of time, 2 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, thank you for asking, but I don't have anything.
Okay.
Is that a motion or is it just a
motion? No, it was a motion.
I'll second that.
It's essentially because we've had agencies say, well, you didn't specify the points, therefore we'll just give you a global answer. Mm-hmm. Or you didn't address it to our specific liaison, so therefore, for failure to dot that particular I, we can ignore it.
If I may, let me read the resolution before we go to discussion.
Picky, I know.
Resolved, ANC 1D advises the DC governing bodies listed in Appendix A to accord 1D's resolutions the great weight due in considering permits and the changes in facilities and services associated with the redevelopment of the Mount Pleasant Library. In particular, 1D asks, in accordance with law, that this resolution be acknowledged within 10 days and that all the points be answered in particularity from the perspective of 1D.
Any discussion? I'm sorry, wait, did we get a second? Discussion? Seeing no discussion, we're ready for the vote. All those in favor? McKay, Bossman, Scott, and Edwards voting yes. Commissioner Lepanto? No. Okay.
I move the chairman.
Second. ANC 1D. Stands adjourned, 9 p.m. Thank you.
A meeting.
No,
yeah.
Don't even worry about it because I was really, I had 2 hearings that day.
Okay.
All right.
Vita Mera.
Thank you.